453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct wholesale pricing.
Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian
and Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And you can actually go to the site and log in, get a free account, and submit show prep suggestions to the program. Most of them probably will never be used because, well, we focus on calls. But it's useful because some of them do get on the air, and it's a good way for us to figure out what our audience is looking to hear, what our audience is interested in the aggregate. And so you put something up on the site, other listeners get to vote on it, whether they like or dislike. And then the most liked within a certain period of time will make it to the front page and the top of our website, meaning we're more likely to talk about it on the air at freetalklive.com. Last night we talked about a couple of dog shooting videos, one of which made it to the front page of our website. So it's thanks to listeners like you who provided some of the great content that we use on the air. Freetalklive.com, you can get involved. All right, I think he has stuck with us here. We started out the show last hour telling a story that I felt was really heartfelt, and it touched me today. When I read it, I actually was crying for the first time that I'd ever read a blog post. And I thought I had to share it on the air. And so after we shared it, it was Jody Emery telling the story of visiting her husband, Mark, the Prince of Pot, who is currently in federal prison in Seattle, Washington, after having been extradited from Canada for selling seeds. But actually, really, he was threatening the legitimacy of the U.S. Federal government by speaking out against the war on drugs and pouring his profits into ending prohibition. And so he was truly an enemy of the state, so to speak. And so they targeted him for his activism, not necessarily just the seed sales. Nonetheless, I felt it was heartfelt. And then Kevin called in to say he thought it was humorous. Kevin, are you still with us from Anchorage?
I am still with you.
Now I'm going to see if I can hold my hand, or hold your hand rather, through explaining your cognitive dissonance to you. This is going to be a difficult process. And
okay, just before you do, I would like to take just a moment to explain why it's invalid your guys' comparison of slavery to your issue of the war on drugs here in this country today.
Okay, shoot.
Here's the biggest issue in the function of slavery. You had one person forcing another person's captivity and forcing them to do things. So the person who is a slave was not allowed by way of force to live a free life and what have you. Okay.
Same thing today.
Slavery was legal in the South, illegal in the North.
It hasn't changed.
What you guys are talking about, excuse me, with cannabis is the function that you should have the choice to be able to do that yourself. Nobody's forcing you to use marijuana or not to use it.
Yes, they are forcing me not to use it by putting me in a jail cell.
Actually, Kevin, we're not. I wasn't actually talking to you about. I wasn't talking to you about slavery, Kevin. I was talking to you about helping slaves escape, and it's the same. Society as a whole made it illegal to harbor slaves. So therefore,
not illegal in the North.
And yes,
so,
yes, it was.
People,
absolutely, it was. You look at the Supreme Court rulings. I'm telling you, you're wrong.
Okay, fine. Tell me I'm wrong. The point is, slavery was something that somebody forced on somebody else. Now, to that point.
All government meets that definition, Kevin. Hold on. Before you go on, all government meets that definition. It is a group of strangers who force their belief system on other people. They force you to do things you don't want to do. They force you to not do things that you do want to do. That has not fundamentally changed.
That sounds an awful lot like anarchism is what you guys are promoting here.
You know what? That's a word that has...
I thought it was something on the right. I thought the extreme right wanted anarchism. Anarchy,
that's a word that has really negative connotations.
Anarchism, I don't know what you're talking about.
I want freedom,
well,
okay?
That's what you guys are talking about.
Look, I want freedom, and now let me see if we can walk through this here, because you've had your chance and you didn't even understand what we were originally saying to you. Now, Kevin, look, do you feel it was wrong for the people who worked the Underground Railroad to break the laws that prohibited them from assisting slaves in their state?
I don't feel that it was wrong. It was definitely, well, from what you're saying, it was illegal. And as such, if they got caught, they would be punished.
Now, would you find it humorous?
Sure. That is true.
Would you find it humorous, those that
I would
got
not
caught?
I would not find that humorous, because in that case, what they were doing wrong was to help another fellow human being.
So what some people smoke marijuana.
Somebody's doing something wrong so that they can go get high. Well, I'm sorry, that's humorous to me.
So do you think it's funny the people that would have been were arrested, had their businesses destroyed and all that stuff during Prohibition, who were drinking alcohol? Is that amusing to you?
Their choice, was it not? It was against the law.
That wasn't the question.
What?
That's not the question. Is it funny?
I find it humorous anytime somebody knowingly breaks the law and under non-moral conditions breaks the law.
Non-moral conditions. Hold on. When you say non-moral conditions, what do you mean?
What I mean by that is, for example, somebody breaks a speeding law trying to get somebody else, an injured person, to a hospital. That's not humorous. That is a moral breaking of the law, okay? Your slavery idea, it's a moral breaking of the law. However, in all of these cases, if somebody breaks the law, they have to be prepared for whatever the ramifications are going to be and the consequences.
Now, in the founding documents of this country, pursuit of happiness was held up as one of the three, you know, big things that people could do, to live the lives the way that they wanted to live them. However, the government gets involved in areas of, you know, mind-altering substances. Some of them, I mean, you can have caffeine, alcohol, you know, cigarettes to some extent. What I'm seeing here is that the founders consider this to be important. What do you think?
I think that the function of coming up with laws that protect and provide for society is an important thing.
So the hell with happiness, the hell with the pursuit of happiness, whatever it is that some group of
that sounds like fascism. Are you a fascist?
That's hilarious. I'm not a fascist.
No, well, you called me an anarchist. I'm just tossing it out there, pal.
No, I didn't say you're an anarchist. I said what you were promoting was anarchy.
I didn't call you a fascist. It sounded like fascism to me.
I'm promoting
this one
freedom.
Size fits all. You know, everybody's got to wear the same color.
So
I like that color.
Kevin, let me see if I've got you straight here. Let me see if I got you straight here. Basically, what you're saying is that the hell with the pursuit of happiness. If a group of strangers calling themselves a legend. Hold on, let me lay it out for you, and you can tell me if I'm wrong. The hell with the pursuit of happiness. If some group of people calling themselves legislatures write some crappy words down on a piece of paper saying you can't do X, then it's okay by you if people are thrown in a prison cell if they do X.
Okay, let me tell you. You're wrong. That's not okay with me. What you do in situations where you feel that a law is wrong or in some way inadequate, you go and work with other people, work with their campaigns, get them elected.
How's that worked,
so
huh? How's that worked out?
You want them work.
Didn't President Reagan say something like the closest thing to eternal we have on this earth is a government program? I mean, you're working against people that are paid full time to work against you. I mean, so if you want wait a second. If you want legalized marijuana, you have to take your free time while the chiefs of police and the police organizations
are getting paid.
They all get paid to fight against you.
That's the system, Mark. That's the system.
You don't like it, love it or leave it. Get out
Kevin,
of this country.
Enjoy your police state. Thanks for the call. Yep. 800-259-9231. You know, it'd be great if the political system actually allowed itself to be reformed in some significant fashion.
God. The political – it took a war to get slavery out of this country.
Yeah. Now, I think there are –
it just changed its form.
I think it's possible to do what he's suggesting. But not in most places. I think it's only possible when you get enough liberty-loving people together in the same place, and that's what's happening here in New Hampshire. Let's go. Speaking of New Hampshire, Dave is in Keene. Dave, listening to WKBK. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You know, I think it's absolutely ridiculous that you guys somehow equate smoking pot to either civil rights, the civil rights struggle, which you've done in the past, or to slavery.
So do you think it's
totally
ridiculous that 1.5 million people are arrested and put in jail cells every year because
can you talk without talking over someone? Is that possible, or is that just the way you guys operate?
You said it was ridiculous, and I have a question for you. You know what, Dave? You were on the show for a full segment. You were on the show for a full segment earlier this week, and you know now you're bitching because I asked you a question? I'll tell you what. Hang on. We'll bring you back, because that's how I am. I'm fair like that. 800-259-9231.
Call any other show. You're on for 2 minutes and out of there.
The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want here, but, yeah, we're going to ask you questions about whatever did you have to say. take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever is on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the last Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. And that number brought to you by Sickle CAI, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. We've got listening options, live streams available for you, broadband and dial-up included, plus the listen lines, which allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. Also, we've got our webcam as well. It's all free at listen.freetalklive.com.
You can defend yourself in the judicial system with jurisdictionary.com. It explains how to use the rules step by step. forms, how to get evidence, how to move the court, set hearings, do research, draft pleadings, etc. It's all there. It's the leader in lawsuit self-help since 1997. It was created by a doctorate of jurisprudence who wants you to know how to protect yourself from members of his profession. It's written in a manner that the average eighth grader can grasp in less than 24 hours. You get all kinds of stuff with it. Go to jurisdictionary.com. I've taken the course. It is great. And when you purchase it, be sure to use the pull-down menu and mention that you heard it from Free Talk Live, jurisdictionary.com.
All right, we continue here with your phone calls, and we go back to Dave listening in New Hampshire. Now, Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live. Before you accuse me of cutting you off, we held you through the break. So what did you want to say?
I didn't accuse you of cutting me off. I accused you of talking over me while I was finishing my sentence. You guys can't let someone finish without just jumping all over what they're saying.
Well, that's not a true statement. Sometimes when people are blathering on, we have to interrupt them to ask them a question to clarify what it was they were saying. But go ahead.
So you have to jump on what they're saying to get them to stop talking. Is that what you're saying? It's not like I was blathering on.
David, you said previously.
True, but you're an antagonist, David, so you know you get treated differently.
you said that it was ridiculous. I believe
was school laws for everyone. Isn't that what you want?
You said it was ridiculous previously that I compared, you know, people disobeying laws in the drug war versus disobeying laws when they were helping people with the Underground Railroad. Is that pretty much recap what you said?
I think it's ridiculous that you somehow equate the struggle for freedom or slavery and the struggle for freedom for civil rights with drug laws, current drug laws, and things like whether women can go topless in public. You somehow create this illusion or this fallacy that those are on the same footing as the others. And
I don't think they're on the same footing. I think that life and liberty are bigger issues than the right to smoke pot. However, when you can take somebody out of the that's what an analogy does. It takes you out of the area that you're at currently and sort of takes your mind to a wider picture, and that's the purpose of an analogy. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, but it's got to be a realistic analogy.
So the struggle for freedom in general does not equate to the struggle for freedom specifically, i.e. the freedom to smoke what you want.
Because you were talking over me. What did you say?
I said the struggle for freedom generally does not equate to the struggle for freedom specifically, i.e. the freedom to smoke what you want or drink what you want or do what you want to your own body. It doesn't equate?
You know what? They're not on the same level. They're not.
No one has said that, Dave. It's not on the same level. It's an analogy.
Right.
That's the purpose of an analogy. You take something to a more absurd level or a larger level in order to show someone the validity.
We don't have the same chattel slavery today, thank goodness, that we had back, that existed back then. However, what is in existence today are millions of Americans having their lives torn apart, destroyed, families torn apart, their careers ruined by these asinine drug laws. Now, can you not empathize with the people that have spent time behind bars for never harming another person?
I can empathize with them, but I also agree with the previous caller. They did it solely by their own choice.
And so they did not choose to go to jail, Dave.
And again, you're talking over me.
But you made your point, right? So you can filibuster if you want to.
Let me finish my point.
Make the point.
If they wanted to work to get drug laws eradicated or get them changed,
we address
that. Go right ahead. But what they're doing is they're breaking the laws and trying to change the laws at the same time. Well, guess what? You break the laws, you pay the consequences.
What a surprise, Dave. Have you ever smoked marijuana?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Have you ever smoked marijuana?
Certainly.
Why don't you go to the police station and turn yourself in?
Why should I?
Because you broke the law. It's important.
You pay the consequences if you get caught. If you don't,
I know how the game works, Dave. I'm telling you, you're supporting the system.
Over me.
All right, goodbye, Dave. You know, you just want to bitch. See you later. 800-259-9231. Jim Babka's on the line from DownsizedDC.org. Hello, Jim. You can empathize, right?
Oh, yeah, and I'm enjoying this. This is great. It seems like, you got some good callers tonight, Colin, that can't understand that the map is not the territory.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it's exactly what I said. I mean, you get out a map, you look at the map so you can figure out how to get around the territory. No one makes the mistake of thinking that real little people live on the map. And that's basically what that guy was arguing. He was saying an analogy needs to be perfect. Well, if it was perfect, it wouldn't be an analogy anymore. It would be the territory.
Right, and you can't talk to people about the specifics because, you know, they'll just kind of throw things out and make it, an analogy isn't a very appropriate thing to use at that point, it seems to
me. Yeah, it does exactly what you said, Mark. It sharpens people, brings them back, and lets them kind of see by comparison where their principles are consistent or inconsistent. And, of course, in this case, inconsistent.
You know, analogies are used extensively on IQ tests, and maybe I shouldn't use them for that purpose when dealing with people who don't seem to be able to grasp it.
Oh, no, Mark, that's a bit of an edge there.
It's nasty, but I've taken plenty of IQ tests, and I'm telling you there's a lot of analogies on them. This is to that as that is to this.
Right.
So we haven't had you on in a while, Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org, and so welcome back to the program. Give our listeners a quick detail as to what DownsizedDC.org is all about.
Well, DownsizedDC.org gives nearly 30,000 citizens every day, and we're always looking for more, an opportunity to stay up to date with what Congress is doing and gives them a voice. They join together in a voice using our system, which is free and easy to use, to give their legislative officials, their representatives in Washington, their working orders for the day. And we send out a dispatch, it's our newsletter on a regular basis, informing people what some of the pressing issues are, giving them the talking points, making this process as simple as possible, and joining everybody together in an army. Because we have a long-term goal to build an army so large that Congress cannot afford to ignore us, and so big that we can get the message of freedom, of small, constitutionally limited government out everywhere, every day.
So what's Downsize DC working on these days?
Well, you know, this week, as we headed into this weekend, we thought there was going to be a vote on an issue that has to do with any activist group that you're out there supporting called the Disclose Act. This is yet another attempt by the politicians to silence or chill or reduce the amount of criticism that's made about them. They want to pass a law under the guise of good government and campaign finance reform to limit or restrict those options, to put new burdens on the companies and individuals who are trying to organize and get messages out. Let's say Congressman X is about to vote on an important issue, and an organization such as Downsize DC wants to put out an ad saying that Congressman X is about to cast a vote on this issue. Under this proposal, unless we were as big as the NRA, because they were willing to carve out an exemption for organizations with more than 500,000 members, so a membership organization was that big, didn't have to follow the rules, but all the rest of the smaller ones did. That's the sense this little thing made. Would have to include disclaimers in our radio ad from the people who donated to it and from me, taking up almost half the ad, and we'd have to file complicated disclosure forms as well, changing our whole accounting system here.
We'll come back and talk about it a little bit more. You can stick with us, right?
Yes.
All right, more with Jim Babka here in a moment from DownsizedDC.org. Your calls as well. Welcome about anything, 800-259-9231, unless you're going to bitch about how we have to interrupt you occasionally to ask some questions. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Take control of the airwaves toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. And by the way, when you're in a conversation with us on the air, sometimes interruptions happen, and they go both ways. So I didn't point out during Dave's call earlier, when he was complaining about every two sentences that we were interrupting him, that he actually interrupted you at least once, Mark. And I thought about pointing it out at that time just to be snide about it, but I decided not to allow the conversation to continue on. But sometimes our callers interrupt us because we'll say something and they'll have a question that they need to ask or whatever. It's
talk radio, man.
Yeah, it happens. You know. So, and if you don't feel like you got enough time to get your thoughts out, you can always call back the next night because Free Talk Live is on 7 nights a week with our brand new Sunday show, which is co-hosts only, internet only. And you can get that tomorrow night from 7 to 10 Eastern on our streams at listen.freetalklive.com. We continue here. Jim Babka is on the line. Then we get back to your calls about absolutely anything. Jim from downsizedc.org, you're telling us about this Disclose Act, which is going to make things very difficult on organizations that are smaller than 500,000 members. Is that right?
Members. Yeah, and they have to be membership-based organizations, which gets us into a whole area of the tax law. I won't bore everybody with these details, but the point is that they've set up a law that's going to try to basically silence their opposition, quiet, chill their opposition, make it much more difficult for them to use the time that they buy and for them to be able to raise the money necessary to buy that.
So if Downsize DC wants to run a radio ad, if this Disclose Act thing goes through, what kind of changes will you – what sort of mandates will come down on that?
Well, the one that bothers me the most is that we would have to begin disclosing the names of all of our donors who give more than $600. And you say $600 – that's an awfully odd figure. Why $600? Well, $600 because most union dues are less than $600. So they set the threshold just up above what the annual union dues are. So if someone gives $600 now to our organization, just in general, we now have to begin providing that list publicly to the IRS, like we are a campaign. Another thing that they're going to have us do is they're going to have us use the commercial time itself. You know how there's a little disclaimer at the end, you know, I'm candidate X and I approve this message.
Right.
Well, not only would the CEO of the organization have to do that, and then pretty much right now in the law, they pretty much have to do that. But there would be additional disclosures have to be in there, too. As many as two of the top donors would have to be brought to some recording studio somewhere, and they would have to agree to come on and say, I helped support this ad and approve this message. So you could be using, you know, up to 15 seconds of a 30-second commercial just with all the disclaimers. If this is not designed to silence us, I don't know what is.
That is an incredible bureaucratic hoop. I mean, the idea that your top contributors are going to have the availability that you'll be able to raise them, to get in touch with them, to have them come to some studio somewhere across the country. I mean, presumably they could go in and rent the time from a local radio station or something like that. Or I guess you could also plug a mic into your computer and do it that way. But that's a lot of work that and hoops you have to jump through just to put a 30-second spot on the air.
It is, and if you think about it in pure market terms, what you're doing is you are increasing the amount of burden on that individual in two different ways. You've already mentioned the use of their time. People who tend to make these larger donations, by the way, I've noticed tend not to have a lot of time.
They're very busy. Yeah.
And so you're going to put a burden on their time that may actually cost them more than the actual donation itself in some cases.
It may make it so that if they know that they may have to be disclosed in these ways, they may be reticent to even donate in the first place. They might have been donating because they could just cut a check and be relatively anonymous. Now they've got to have their name splayed out on some website somewhere in a federal report and possibly have it on the air on a radio commercial.
You took the words right out of my mouth. And that also, on top of that, also opens them up to repercussions by the legislature. We know that the legislature frequently acts like thugs. If you're not giving enough money to their party committees or you're not participating a certain way, you know, frequently they'll come knock at your door. If you're giving to their opposition, they'll start, you know, you're going to get called in for hearings and stuff like that. So, you know, there's real concerns that people have that are in that station of life that are able to help us get the word out. And every one of your listeners loses out when an organization like ours, and I don't care if the organization agrees with Dave on something, okay? We had previous caller Dave. I don't care if they agree with Dave. The public loses when they don't get to hear the different sides of the issue. When voices are silenced, people who are making decisions, listening in this so-called democracy, lose the ability to participate in an educated and informed way.
And so basically,
that's the function that we provide.
They're going to be silencing all the voices who can't jump through whatever arbitrary hoops they put up, and none of those hoops will apply to the biggest, most powerful lobbying organizations like the NRA and other organizations that are incredibly well-funded and influential. They won't have to jump through any of those hoops.
Yeah, they realized back in May that the NRA had basically sent out this open letter saying, we will have to fight this bill if you're going to advance this bill because it's going to restrict our rights. Well, a Democratic congressman said, you know, we can pick up some more votes even within the Democratic caucus if we can get the NRA involved. There's people who will not, like Congressman Heath Shuler, for example, who are not going to vote for this because the NRA opposed it. So they gave a special carve-out. They picked four different parameters that only the NRA would meet. And there was a big outcry all over the web about this, both on the left and the right. And the left was very upset about this because why are you giving the NRA special favoritism? So then they got rid of all of those, and they lowered the membership threshold, and they said it had to be a membership organization, which, by the way, downsizeddc.org is not. We're supported by donors, but we are not a membership organization. We're run entrepreneurially. And you had to have at least 500,000 of them. So that brought in ARP and some other big organizations. They would now be exempt from this law. And the hope was by buying off these organizations that they would be able to get the support they needed to pass this rather restrictive bill. Well, it's, everything fell apart on Friday. The vote was supposed to happen Friday, and everything fell apart. And Monday, we will go to work campaigning against this, and we're going to put a lot of effort into it because this is an issue that directly involves the type of activities that Downsize DC intends to do in the long term to shrink the size of government.
How can our listeners help you, Jim Babka?
The absolute best way is to come to downsizeddc.org. We have a very simple, free, easy-to-use system there. You simply go on to the campaigns button or pick any of the blog posts, read through one of them. We've got links to our campaigns from there. Right now, the Disclose Act is right there at the top of the page. So if this issue is something interesting, you just click on that, and you're taken to a page that tells you all about the issue and gives you a system where after you fill in your basic contact information, it tells you who your representative and two senators are and allows you to send a personalized message along with thousands of others Every day we do this, and we're trying to mount an army so large that Congress can't afford to ignore it. We give Congress their working orders every day.
DownsizedDC.org, you get signed up. It's free, of course. You get on the Downsized DC dispatch. You'll get emails regularly that bring your attention to outrages like this, things like this Disclose Act and other things. Plus, also positive things like the Read the Bills Act, things that you're trying to do to put more chains on those pesky politicians in Washington, D.C. Jim Babka, always appreciate the efforts that you're putting towards liberty, and as always, I appreciate your time on the show.
I'm glad to be here. It's good to be back on a Saturday night and see you guys continue to grow and have success. So have a great evening, guys.
Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org. Join him over there. It's, of course, totally free. Thanks, Jim. Good night. 1-800-259-9231. Let's jump into your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Charlie is in West Virginia to start things out in listening to WVTS. Hello, Charlie.
Yeah. Hello?
You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I absolutely agree with you guys on a lot of things. I just have one problem, and that's the way that, and not just you guys, the way everyone on all talk radio and every argument in life argues. And it's mostly because I'm a philosopher by nature. I have my master's in philosophy. And when we argue by analogy, it's not philosophically sound to do so. If I had put like one time in my thesis for my master's, they would have just thrown it away. Well, it's like this. It doesn't, because I could argue like a million different ways. And that's the problem with it. Your arguments stand without using analogy. I mean, it's horrible. It's horrendous what they're doing to these people. We don't have to use a like situation, because I can use a million like situations that are just as horrible, you know, that would support the opposite argument.
Well, we were talking, I see where you're coming from, and certainly I agree with you that the drug war on its own stands alone as being horrible, but we were talking with somebody
to a guy
who
thought
it was funny.
I mean, so I mean, he needed to be brought out, it seemed to me, and we're talking, you know, you're talking from the standpoint of writing a philosophical thesis. I'm talking about the standpoint of trying to address, you know, some guy on the radio and convince Mr. or Mrs. America of something.
Yeah, I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Phones sound kind of funny. I'm not sure what was going on with it, but anyway, appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
The mics on cell phones can be kind of funny if you're not talking directly at it.
SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. Whatever's on your mind, this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live continues in moments. 800-259-9231.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites, and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. We're here to take your phone calls, and you can dial in, bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and get interactive, because we've got a lot of different ways for you to enjoy the program. Of course, you can watch us on the webcam for whatever reason that you would enjoy that. But you can also interact in our chat room. The chat room is built into the same page as the webcam, so watch, listen, and chat all at the same time at cam.freetalklive.com. That is cam.freetalklive.com. And the webcam is brought to you by memorydealers.com. It offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com. 800-259-9231. Continuing here with your phone calls. Bill is listening to WVNA in Florence, Alabama. Hello, Bill.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Bill?
Hey, I was just wanting to comment on one of your callers that called in from the Anchorage.
Yes, sir.
Let's just put this situation. Just think about it. If he was in the situation in the federal penitentiary, and his wife was the one writing the letter, I wonder how funny he'd think that was.
Well, I'm sure he'd say something like, "Well, I would obey every single law, so therefore that would never happen to me."
Yeah. Okay. Well, here in Alabama, you can get caught for less than a quarter of a gram and go to jail for 20 years.
Wow.
You can murder somebody and get out in 5.
It certainly can happen. If you have medicine that's expired in your medicine cabinet, depending on the type of medicine that is, you're committing a felony. He sounded like an older gentleman, and I'm just going from experience in my life. Some older people have medications that are expired, pain relievers, pain medication that's expired in their cabinet.
Be pretty funny if he got busted for that. Ha, ha, ha.
Didn't know that that was the law? Oh, they just made it up on the way?
Well, ignorance of the law is no excuse. They would trot that one out, of course. And of course,
everybody's just still stuck on the movie that came out in the 60s, Reefer Mania.
Apparently so. So not that everybody. Not everybody, because there's a significant amount of Americans that understand that this drug war is a bad idea. At the very least, they understand that marijuana prohibition is a bad idea.
I would rather see somebody going down the road smoking a joint than had drunk a fifth and everything. You know?
Absolutely.
If you smoke the joint, you can always stop at McDonald's, get you a couple double cheeseburgers, and like that. But if you've been drinking, you stop at McDonald's, get a couple double cheeseburgers, you're just a full drunk. You know,
right. I'm not advocating smoking marijuana and operating a motor vehicle, but there have been tests done by government agencies that say, in fact, that marijuana smokers are really not much worse, if not worse at all, than a regular driver. Obviously people drinking liquor and driving is terrible.
Yeah, you could put me up against somebody with some vodka and have him take five shots of vodka, and I'll smoke five joints.
I don't think that's a fair analogy, because he's in bad shape. I mean, the question is, down there in Florida, I can tell you, in Venice, Florida, I used to work selling radio ads. They're turning left from the right lane and right from the left lane all over the place. Those big Lincolns and Buicks.
You're talking about old people?
Yeah. Well, that's all it's in Venice, Florida. Everybody's grandparents live in Sarasota, and their grandparents live in Venice. They should have big bumpers around the Lincolns and the Buicks down there. And, put me stoned against one of these octogenarians in their giant town car, and I'm sure I can drive better.
Yeah,
or put your stones against somebody trying to text and do their makeup in the morning.
There you go. Hey, thanks for the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk.
Texting is as bad as driving very drunk.
Let's talk to George, listening to KBCT in Waco, Texas, Info FM. Hello, George. George, going once.
I think he just hung up.
Did we lose George? George going twice. George in Waco. All right. How about Dan in Traverse City, Michigan, listening to WJNL? Hello, Dan.
Hello. How you doing?
Hey, Super Dan. What's on your mind tonight?
I will tell you a story.
All right.
In January of 1975, I came back from overseas addicted to morphine.
Oh, boy.
I was in the military. In June of 1975, I quit cold turkey.
What was that like?
It wasn't fun. I will tell you that.
Did they have to strap you down to a bed or something like that? I mean, they can't be.
Well, I strapped myself down to a bed. It took a while, but I have to say this, my military experience actually gave me threat. But the bottom line is your subject this evening is, I guess, should somebody be jailed for using quote unquote illegal drugs? I have to tell you that I do not think they should be. We got a lot of beds in jails filled up with probably productive people.
Yeah, most of the people that have been arrested for smoking pot or cocaine or something like that, one of these many illegal illicit drugs out there, had jobs. They had careers.
Correct.
And they would have jobs if they were let out of jail, as you know, if they didn't have this awful rap sheet following them along that some prospective employers look askance upon. But yeah, I mean, these are people who would be producing, and now they've been taken out of the productive section of society and have been turned into a parasite class because a
make-work program for rural America, because many many prisons are in places that just don't have very good jobs, and they take these folks.
Still not a good
folks.
Job.
Yeah. Well, it's better than not working.
I suppose so. But yeah, I think you're spot on.
I must say that I agree with your premise. I do not particularly agree with your attitude towards this.
What do you mean?
You seem to think that, excuse me, let me rephrase. You seem to have a negative attitude with anybody that might be negative towards you.
Well,
even though I agree with your, again, I agree with your premise, I do not believe that anybody should be.
No, well, you say you're in pretty good shape with the guy until he said it's funny.
Well, Well, that was right out the gate.
Right.
So,
well, you know, everything was fine until the guy said it's funny that people get treated in this way. And, I'm sorry. I just find that outrageous.
That's insulting.
It's enraging,
yeah, I find that insulting. You know, we still had him on, and we held him through the break.
And the other fella has a long history with the show. Admittedly, I mean, you know, the back and forth, I don't like that on talking radio either, the big arguing thing. But we take some outrageous stands on the show, and people are going to disagree.
I do not see anything funny about the whole subject.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, but at the same token, you know, there is a conservative side to this thing, and there is a progressive liberal side.
Not really. There are only two sides. There's freedom and then statism, and the conservative liberal thing is just really an illusion. But I appreciate the critique, and I can take critique. It's not a problem, and I thank you for the call and the thoughts here tonight at 800-259-9231. You know, maybe I don't always handle situations on the air as best as I possibly could, but we certainly held that gentleman through earlier. I don't know if I should use that term. The guy that was laughing at people who went to jail for pot. Mm-hmm.
Kevin?
Yeah, I think it was Kevin. And, you know, we held him through, and we tried to continue having a conversation with him. It's not like we just, you know, said, "Get off my phones!" and booted him off the lines or anything like that. So, you know, we didn't play a toilet flush sound effect and get rid of him or anything like that. We still had a conversation. And
I've called in conservative talk shows, and I can tell you that I'm, you know, kicked around, treated like crap, and flushed off the air after saying two things.
Well,
so,
and I'd have been willing to have a conversation with Dave, the other critic that called, except every other word out of his mouth was that we were interrupting him, and that's not much of a conversation. Thank you for the thoughts, though. 800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live is a fast-paced show, yeah. And you know, you're not going to get the opportunity to stand up there and filibuster.
Let's go to James in Florida, listening to the internet. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. It concerns me that we're losing many of our liberties, and many people are ignorant of our basic rights. This is particularly true when it comes to jury nullification, which is a major protector of our liberty. Jury nullification is the right of a juror to determine not only the guilt or the innocence of a person, but also the duty, the right, and the responsibility of a juror to determine whether or not the law which they are accused of breaking is a just and constitutional law. Let me explain. An example of this would be that if a defendant is charged with breaking a law, let's say he's charged with carrying a weapon, which is his right under the Second Amendment of the Constitution, he might be guilty of breaking the law, but since the law itself is unconstitutional,
the jury can vote not guilty and nullify it. I appreciate the call tonight, James, and jury nullification is very important. People can learn more about it at FIJA.org, FIJA.org, the Fully Informed Jury Association. Hour 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.